Hey, I hope the new place is treating you well. I'm just trying to say that I'm getting there with this recording project. I'm having a lot of fun with it, and it's coming together nicely. It could use another song and some sort of spoken word, anything to it. Like, there's a lot of this nostalgic space and a lot of background noise, and I'm trying not to really let there be much sort of crystal clear stuff going on. Cut off, how rude. I think I was saying crystal clear. There's sort of resoundy, echoey vibe to everything because so much is coming in by mobile phone, which I just love. That's kind of the sound I want to explore. But I am dropping in the occasional bit of music as like the only clear sound. I think that filters the contrast into everything. So any kind of spoken word intro to a song.
I saw you last night and got that old feeling. When you came inside, I got that old feeling. The moment that you danced by, I felt a thrill. And when you caught my eye, my heart stood still. Once again, I seemed to feel that old yearning. And I knew the spark of love was still burning. There'll be no new romance for me. It's foolish to start, for that old feeling is still in my heart.
Sometimes I spend all day trying to count the leaves on a single tree. To do this, I have to climb branch by branch and write down the numbers in a little book. So I suppose, from their point of view, it's reasonable that my friends say, "What foolishness, she's got her head in the clouds again." But it's not. Of course I have to give up, but by then I'm half crazy with the wonder of it. The abundance of leaves, the quietness of branches, the hopelessness of my efforts. And I'm in that delicious and important place, roaring with laughter, full of earth praise.
How about you, Tom?
In between two tall mountains, there's a they call lonesome. Don't see why they call it lonesome. I'm never lonesome when I go there. See that bird sitting on my windowsill? Well, he's saying whippoorwill all the night through. See that brook running by my kitchen door? Well, it couldn't talk no more if it was you. Up that tree, there's sort of a squirrel thing. Sounds just like we did when we were quarreling. In the yard, I keep a pig or two. They drop in for dinner like you used to do. I don't stand in the need of company with everything I see talking like you. Up that tree, there's sort of a squirrel thing. Sounds just like we did when we were quarreling. You may think you left me all alone, but I can hear you talk without a telephone. I don't stand in the need of company with everything I see talking like you. See that bird sitting on my windowsill, well, he's saying whippoorwill all the night through. Just whippoorwill all the night through. In between two tall mountains there's a place they call Lonesome. Don't see why they call it lonesome. I'm never lonesome now I live there.
Mr. President and Mrs. Clinton, Mr. Vice President and Mrs. Gore, and Americans everywhere. A rock, a river, a tree, hosts to species long since departed, marked the mastodon, the dinosaur, who left dry tokens of their sojourn here on our planet floor. Any broad alarm of their hastening doom is lost in the gloom of dust and ages. But today, the rock cries out to us clearly, forcefully. Come, you may stand upon my back and face your distant destiny, but seek no haven in my shadow. I will give you no hiding place down here. You, created only a little lower than the angels, have crouched too long in the bruising darkness, have lain too long face down in ignorance, your mouths spilling words armed for slaughter. The rock cries out to us today, you may stand upon me, but do not hide your face. Across the wall of the world, a river sings a beautiful song. It says, come, rest here by my side. Each of you, a bordered country, delicate and strangely made, proud, yet thrusting perpetually under siege. Your armed struggles for profit have left collars of waste upon my shore, currents of debris upon my breast. Yet today, I call you to my riverside, if you will study war no more. Come, clad in peace, and I will sing the songs the Creator gave to me when I and the tree and the rock were one, before cynicism was a bloody sear across your brow, and when you yet knew, you still knew nothing. The river sang and sings on. There is a true yearning to respond to the singing river and the wise rock. So say the Asian, the Hispanic, the Jew, the African, the Native American, the Sioux, the Catholic, the Muslim, the French, the Greek, the Irish, the rabbi, the priest, the sheik, the gay, the straight, the preacher, the privileged, the homeless, the teacher. They all hear the speaking of the tree. They hear the first and last of every tree speak to humankind today. Come to me, here, beside the river. Plant yourself beside the river. Each of you, descendant of some past-owned traveler, has been paid for. You who gave me my first name. You, Pawnee, Apache, Seneca. You, Cherokee Nation, who rested with me, then forced on bloody feet, left me to the employment of other seekers, desperate for gain, starving for gold. You, the Turk, the Arab, the Swede, the German, the Eskimo, the Scot, You, the Ashanti, the Yoruba, the crew, bought, sold, stolen, arriving on a nightmare, praying for a dream. Here, root yourselves beside me. I am that tree planted by the river which will not be moved. I, the rock, I, the river, I, the tree, I am yours. Your passages have been paid. Lift up your faces. You have a piercing need for this bright morning dawning for you. History, despite its wrenching pain, cannot be unlived. But if faced with courage, need not be lived again. Lift up your eyes upon this day breaking for you. Give birth again to the dream. Women, children, men, take it into the palms of your hands. Mold it into the shape of your most private need. Sculpt it into the image of your most public self. Lift up your hearts. Each new hour holds new chances for new beginnings. Do not be wedded forever to fear, yoked eternally to brutishness. The horizon leans forward, offering you space to place new steps of change. Here, on the pulse of this fine day, you may have the courage to look up and out and upon me, the rock, the river, the tree, your country. No less to Midas than the mendicant, no less to you now than the mastodon then. Here, on the pulse of this new day, you may have the grace to look up and out and into your sister's eyes and into your brother's face, your country, and say simply, very simply, with hope, good morning.
Freezing, but I think we have to walk. We keep waving at the taxis, they keep turning their lights off. But Julie knows a party at some actor's West Side Lodge. It's plaza endless in the evening, by the morning they'll be gone. When everything is lonely, I can be my own best friend. I get a coffee and a paper and my own conversations. With the sidewalk and the teachers and the window reflections. Polish in the evening, by the morning looks like shit. And I know you have a heavy heart, I can feel it when we kiss. So many men stronger than me have thrown their backs out trying to live it. But me, you can count on me to split it. The love I sell you in the evening, by the morning won't exist. You're looking skinny like a model with your eyes all painted black. Just keep going to the bathroom, always say you'll be right back. Well, it takes one to know one, kid, I think you've got it bad. What's so easy in the evening, by the morning such a drag.
got a flask inside my pocket, we can share it on the train. And if you promise to stay conscious, I will try to do the same. You might die from medication, but we sure killed all the pain. What was normal in the evening by the morning seems insane. And I'm not sure what the trouble was that started all this. Something I would recommend, but it is one way to live. What's so simple in the moonlight by the morning never is. It was so simple in the moonlight, now it's so complicated. It was so simple in the moonlight, so simple in the moonlight. It was so simple in the moonlight.
That was a good one.
Might be good, yeah.
Yeah, the odd weird guitar.
I mean, a couple of words pronounced really weirdly, but that's okay.
I didn't say pigeons this time.
Pigeons.
This week the tide went out in me. I stopped reading. I had too many thoughts swirling around my head. No energy for projects, no momentum. Instead of opening a book or looking at my computer, I came home from work and sat on the couch and looked at the wall, out the window, for hours. I wasn't bored. I had thoughts, my head was full, but no energy to do anything with them or to take anything more in. Last night I sat out in the balcony and looked out over the gardens below. In one garden where a fox has made her den, three little fox kits came exploring out into the twilight. They poked into flower pots and ran back and forth along the fences. One of them crept through a gap in the fence to the fancy rock garden of the middle-class couple that lived behind us, looked up and saw me. I waved, and it ducked under the porch with just its snout showing. Three little fox kits playing in the evening doesn't mean that anything good will happen. It's not a promise, but it happened.
The first of the British and the Hasnachan Bakhilani Bakhilani Friedrin the first of the British and the Hasnachan Bakhilani Bakhilani The Serna clock or the quarter one thorner Wakhilani Wakhilani Here come the hill in the quarter one jelliner Wakhilani Wakhilani To a dory, no wishing and worry, no Wakatun camp of the Igna Franklin, Michigan's Tosigus rebel, no Wickicus, Bakhilani, Bakhilani. Bakhilani, 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 Bakhilani,
Gwishon and Wari no Wakaton Kampoli Igna Franklin Mishig is Tosig is Rebel and Wicked is Baka Keelandi Baka Keelandi.
This episode was That Old Feeling, performed by Chet Baker. Foolishness, No It's Not, by Mary Oliver, read by Katie Kiley. Lua, by Bright Eyes, performed by The Small Hours. Maya Angelou, reading her poem On the Pulse of the Morning. Two Small Mountains, performed by Connie Converse. David Finnegan, reading from Writings Belong of David Finnegan, July 2nd. Bak Chalandi, performed by Ye Vagabonds. This episode was co-produced by James Fay and Kayla Martin here at Gold Street in Clifton Hill. And I just heard how I say poem. Poem? Poem? I think I'm becoming a one-syllable poem person.